Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin, increasing and reaching your child's full potential. Each week, our objective is to help you as a parent, guardian, or loved one direct the path of a young person by empowering you with knowledge and understanding. Each week, you will be enlightened and moved into a position of positive parental involvement and influence. I am Phyllis Austin, and I am the founder of the National Parent Education Center, where we educate parents on education, help parents create quality education for their child, and advocate with parents on educational issues.
Hello, happy Mother's Day weekend. Yay! I'm Phyllis Austin, and this is the Happy Mother's Day shout out show. So go ahead and call in. I want to hear from you. I'm going to talk about my mom, and I definitely want you to call in and tell us something about your mother. What lessons she taught you. Just talk about, it might be your mother, it might be your wife, it may be your former wife, maybe your baby mama. But, you know, it's so many women and youth, young and old, who are out there raising children. And then there are others who are acting the role of moms. They have grandmothers for whatever reason. So they all fit into those categories. And there are some fathers, some male figures acting as the role of grandparents and mothers and fathers. So look, call in. We want to hear from you. Our call in number is 347-855-8603. Again, our call in number is 347-855-8603. So call in, wish your mom a happy Mother's Day. And a great thing, you can play this for her. So our show is scheduled to last a half an hour. I know you may see 2 hours, so don't let that frighten you. We're still talking toward the end of the show. We're just going to go on until everyone gets to say what they want to say. And I know you're out there probably going to visit your mom. I was listening to a radio show, national radio show, and it was the guy, I guess he lives in St. Louis, talking about ignorant news. And, of course, the host said, what are you going to do? He said, well, you know, I'm going to drive to Chicago. And I can leave and then still be in church because his mom is from the Pentecostal faith or something like that, evangelist. So I laughed. That was a moment to laugh at because you know you're going to be in church tomorrow. Oh, gosh. So you know you're going to be in church tomorrow with your mom. So, and I like going to church on Mother's Day to see the hats. Doesn't mean I won't go, but I love to go see the hats. My children are not here, so they are not in Atlanta. One's in Chicago, one's in Savannah. So that tells you about chances of seeing them. But I know one had already called early this week. He's talking about they're going to be busy. And the other one said, I'm going to call today and tomorrow. I know. So it's a wonderful thing. Again, our calling number is 347-855-8603. 347-855-8603. I want to start off just telling you about my day yesterday. As I've stated before, I do online schooling. So I work for two districts, two systems. I do it online, one in the morning, one in the evening. And I was at work yesterday morning. I called a parent. And I call parents all the time. So I felt this was a good day to start off. You know, happy Mother's Day. Oh, my God, this one parent was just going through it. And, all I could say to the parent, I said, you know, I understand that you're going through something, and it's more than what I called for. And I said I will step up and do even more because, you know, we call parents, we call kids, we contact the schools when you on the online, when the child's taking an online course. And I said, you know, you can reach out to me, and I will make it my business to contact this person even more, the student more to the school and pick up some of that weight. And I thought about this song and I posted it on Facebook. And this really, being 50, 51. I don't mind telling my age. Being 51 and being a mother, this song really captures everything probably that mothers go through. It's Through It All by Andre Crouch. And I just want you to listen to some of the lyrics, because this is probably capture everything that I can think about of being a mother. First verse, I've had many tears of sorrow and sorrows. I had questions for tomorrow. There have been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation that my trials come only to make me strong. I've been to lots of places. I've seen a lot of faces. There's been times I felt so all alone. But in my lonely hours, yes, those precious lonely hours, Jesus lets me know that I'm his own. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. Now I thank God for the mountains. I thank him for the valleys. I thank him for the storms he brought me through. For if I've never had a problem, I wouldn't know God could solve them. I've never known what faith in God could do. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. And that kind of captures that life of motherhood. You go through ups and downs, things you don't know what to say, and you just, sometimes I tell the kids, whether they're the ones that I birth or the ones that I teach, sometimes I tell parents, I say, as you get older in this role of being a mother, you will learn to say, look, I'm going to sleep with it. That really means I'm going to ask God for some guidance. You're listening to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin, and our call-in number is 347-855-8603. Again, our call-in number is 347-855-8603. And just feel free to call in and give a shout-out to your mom. Andre Crouch wrote another song, so when I read that, and I thought about that yesterday, and I posted on Facebook yesterday. I also thought about the song that he wrote, because there's another song that you have to think about when you think about this song, Through It All. It's Let the Church Say Amen. And I said, wow, I've been hearing this song, Let the Church Say Amen, for years. I mean, ever since he wrote this song, I've been hearing this song, like, Let the Church Say Amen. And I never really got the meaning until I actually heard Through It All, at least the meaning that came to me from Spirit. When I heard Through It All, I said, wow, that makes sense now, because you can only probably, for me, get the lyrics of Through It All. I learned to trust. You have to, your body being the church, and agreeing when Spirit tells you to do something, that is a trust. Through it all, I learned to trust, and I'm going to say, okay, that amen, that's going to come out. It's going to be okay, and I'm going to say yes to what Spirit tells me to do. It took a long time getting there. I was one of the early ones saying, boy, I don't know, I listened to Spirit, probably tells me 80%, I think I'm rolling about 99.9, if not 100% these days, because you do realize you just have to trust in what your spirit within you is telling you to do. That's a better plan than probably what yours is going to be. And you learn those things as a mother. Those are the lessons that I've learned as a mother. We're going to take a short break and come back with the lessons I learned from my mother as a mother, those lessons that she taught me, and those are going to be some wonderful lessons. So let's go to commercial break, and we will be right back.
Hello, this is Phyllis Austin, founder of the National Parent Education Center. When I first started this organization, I wanted to make sure that parents understood what a quality education is and what it looks like. Do you know that most state constitutions only provide for an adequate education? Here at the National Parent Education Center, we help parents create and receive a quality education for their child. Please support our efforts by making a $5 donation. You may donate more, but please donate. Visit TNPEC.org and donate now. Thank you.
Okay, and welcome back to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. Happy Mother's Day. I started saying Happy Mother's Day on probably Thursday. I was going to the stores, and I was out and about yesterday, and I was just saying Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, Happy Mother's Day. And I want to give a shout-out to the great folks at the Restore in McDonough. They don't even know what I do. I went in there. I was looking for floor tiles. They sent me an email, and I rushed over there. The traffic was horrible going from downtown out to Madonna, Georgia, down in Restore off that Hampton Road exit out there. And I didn't know, well, I heard about the accident, the plane accident, but it really affected traffic, so it took a very long time to get out there. And that's what we have to think about. We don't know when you have the last days that someone's last day. And yes, they were flying, I don't know where, and for a crash for people. And all the news and everything coverage of what's been going on in media, we don't know. So let's go ahead and give recognition. When we think about it, don't hold off, don't wait. It's very good to tell somebody I love you. So those lessons is very good. Any time to tell that, it's a good time. So I want to talk about some of the lessons that I've learned. And the first lesson, probably why I call myself an educational strategist. And someone said, you're an advocate? No, I'm a strategist. My mother had three sayings. One monkey don't stop, no show. There's more than one way to skin a cat. And never show your whole card. And that's when she taught me how to play Big Whiz. I think I was playing Big Whiz at about 9 years of age. Never show your whole card. And that brought out the strategist in me. I don't get all discombobulated or in a frenzy when something goes awry. I really sit back and I think about, okay, how are we going to resolve this? How are we going to resolve this issue? How are we going to solve this problem? Okay? And especially when someone is trying to destroy something. I think one monkey don't stop, no show. The show must go on. There's more than one way to skin a cat. We'll just get around that issue. And never show your whole card. You might think you know 99, you might know 99.9, but you do not know the whole card that I'm holding. And that brought out the strategist in me. She also has some other sayings. They can't walk on water. And that saying was really about not fearing people. You know, you don't live in fear of a person. And whenever I start to, and I don't do it now, I'm older, but I think maybe early on as I accepted various forms of employment, you know, I told you I don't like calling them jobs. I said employment is a contractual agreement, various forms. People feel, okay, you're going to have to do what I say in terms of a sense of fear and intimidation, not a sense of working together to resolve an issue. And in the education field, that goes on a lot, especially with sometimes with higher ups, administrators, and people just, you feel this pressure sometimes. And I will remind myself, I would just look at their feet, and I told my children, just look at a person's feet. And they were like, why? Because I remember what my mother said, they can't walk on water. If they walking on the floor, then they're a man. They put on their pants the same way you put on yours. They can't walk on water. There's nothing to fear from them. You don't fear them. And parallel to that statement, the people you talk about the most are the people you give your power to. And so it was, you know, power is energy. And when you're talking about somebody, you're giving all that energy to that person and that situation. So we were, it was a good lesson learned early on in my household, being raised, you don't sit around and talk about people. That's just something we don't do because you give your power to that person. You got other things in life you could be doing than to just sit around and gossip and talk about people. And you don't give your power away. And you time is money. Money is time. That's just wasted energy. Things you could be doing, you're never going to get that time back. I remember watching Roots and asking my mom about being raped, because they had these rape scenes in Roots. And she made a statement that solidified that power that you have. She said, you know, they can take your body, but you have to give them your mind. The body is just a shell of who you are. It is not who you are. It's just a shell covering who you are. It's not who you are. It's the spirit of you. You have to give that away. So whenever you go through life and people think they're taking, you control that. That's your power. And you don't give that away. You don't give that away. They can try to take it, but you have to give them your power. They can't take your power. That's only something you can give. So don't give your power away. Again, you're listening to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. Our call number is 347-855-8603. Again, 347-855-8603. Please feel free to call in and tell us about some of the things, the lessons you've learned about your mother, what she taught you. And we're going to go to let's continue. Because we're still on, let's go to another powerful lesson my mom taught me. It was very powerful. It was about racism. I grew up in the 60s and the 70s in North Lawndale. I live close to Cicero, Illinois, less than 2 miles from Cicero, Illinois. And in addition, I went to school in Limpopo, so we had to go through Marquette Park. So there was two areas where there was a lot of racism, okay? So I remember when she had commandeered, I like to say she commandeered a parking space. And this was during the Christmas holiday. It was North Riverside Park, never forget. And she commandeered this parking space. And the man stated, shouted out the window, the man shouted out, "Go back to Africa." Okay? And this was one lesson she taught me. She said, you fight racism and hate with knowledge. So she was like, the man shouted, "Go back to Africa." Now, my mother turned, and she said one of the wisest statements I've ever heard her say. She said, if your forefathers weren't so, and she said effing, she didn't say the word. She did say the word. I'm cutting off. She said, but if your forefathers wasn't so effing lazy, we wouldn't be here in the first place. And I looked at her, and she looked at me. And she said, well, that's the truth. I remember like, oh, my God, she just kind of nailed it. And she always said, you fight racism with knowledge and understanding. So I remember I was watching a documentary. I said, wow. So we had to sit on the back of the bus because we were black. And she said, oh, no, that's not why you had to sit on the back of the bus. She said, you had to sit on the back of the bus because others had hate in their heart. I said, oh, okay. And I taught my children that, and I teach kids that today. And it's like that aha moment for kids. I said, why do you think you had to sit on the back of the bus? when they say, because we're black, I said, no, that's not why you had to sit on the back of the bus. You had to sit on the back of the bus because other people have hate in their heart. And we have to get out this role of blaming the victim. You see that with these police brutality cases where they want to make you think that you're the cause of police taking a life or a life being taken. No. It's very rarely a situation that I've come across in which I feel it's necessary to take another person's life. And those situations are few, and that's probably when, and I don't think I've ever felt that my physical life was in danger to take another person's life. Okay? We're going to go to a short commercial break, and I want to talk about two other important lessons that I want to share with you as far as what my mother taught me. Then I want to talk about what my grandmothers taught me. Really interesting. Okay, so let's go to a very commercial break. We have a call on the line, and this is a short commercial break. We'll be right back.
For Classroom DNA show topics and information, text TNPEC.org to 23559. Again, for Classroom DNA show topics and information, text TNPEC.org to 23559.
Okay, we have a caller. Hello, caller. Are you there? Okay, looks like that caller dropped. Feel free to call back in. Looks like the caller dropped. Okay. Feel free to call back in. Went to the caller as soon as I did it. It's like the person dropped. Okay, so we would love that caller to call back in. We know you're out there, so call back in, and we were about to get to you. Okay. And we're going to wait for sometimes when you have this switchboard, you're just waiting to kind of see what. You have to look at the numbers that come up, and then when you switch over, you have to get to that stopping point, you know. So go ahead, call back in. A lesson of love. Oh, my God, my mother really talked to me about this. And I remember asking her, what about the KKK? I said, what about the KKK? And you can tell we had a lot of conversations, right? She said, oh, you don't have to worry about the KKK. She said they teach hate, and hate always comes back to the person who teaches it. I was like, wow. She said, so you don't have to worry about the KKK. And basically, she was talking about what I learned as an internal implosion. Okay? She said they teach hate. Okay, I just called it back on. So I'm going to go right to this caller. Hello, caller. Hello, caller. Turn down your radio. Okay, the caller did call back, but we have seems like we have a slight disconnection. Okay, the caller dropped, so there must be a problem with the caller on their end. Okay, so hopefully that call back can get that straight now. But it was like, you don't have to worry about the KKK. They teach hate. Hate comes back. And she put this question out for me to think about. She said, and what do you think they're going to do when their son is gay or their daughter marries a black man and have black children? And I thought about it. Now, you got to remember, I think I was all of 12 about now when Ruth came out, 77, 76. I might have been younger than that. So I'm like, oh, okay, because we talk about Ruth, you see the KKK, and that was an amazing thing. And then she went to something else. I remember she said, you know, white children, white parents would never call their child ugly or dumb. She said the child can have one eye, and that child is a beautiful child. And when I saw the show The Help, I remember seeing that contrast of how this servant, this lady, was taking care of the white children, and she was saying, you're beautiful, you're smart. And then when you go home, she was calling them names. So we weren't allowed to play the Joni game or to talk about each other at all because she said that breaks a child's spirit, okay? And she said you don't talk about your children And be careful about whooping them or how you treat them, because you are placing a value on them. And that's a takeaway, okay? Children understand the value that you are placing on them based on how you treat them. So you have to be very careful about how you treat them and how you talk to them, the terms you use to identify, even things that they're doing, and definitely physical, when you use physical actions against them. You have to be very careful, because you have a you're creating a value system as far as how they're going to value themselves. And if you just beat your child, I mean, they might walk away with very little value and feel others, it's okay for others to beat them. So you want to be very careful with the names. And I remember that contrast. I didn't quite understand what you were saying about white, you know, white people. But when I saw the help, you got to remember my mother was back in that race in the, she was born in 1926. So during that time, she saw a lot of things that we didn't see. I was actually speaking with an attorney friend of mine in Florida this week, and I'll call them for a contribution for our online classroom that's coming, and he's going to contribute. And he was telling me about now how our children, and his children are younger than my children, how our children, you know, they kind of, they probably never even heard the stories. At least we grew up hearing these stories, and they were all in front of us, more racist and everything. So these kids are really just starting to be exposed to things that we grew up with. So I think the biggest lesson I learned, and to really pass on, was to allow this child to grow up as a child. That was very important. Allow the child to grow up as a child. I never really had to deal with grown-up issues and grown-up talk around me. That stayed in the grown-up arena. My mind was truly protected, and my mother really understood a child's level of reasoning, so my mind was truly protected. My mother did not speak negatively of my father. They were divorced, and that was very important, because when you speak negatively of the mother or the father, you got to remember, you're discounting 50% of the child's value. Okay, your father is not this. Well, guess what? You're like, the child is 50%, so you're kind of discounting them. So those are things you want to be very careful of. Our call-in number, again, is 347-855-8603. Again, 347-855-8603. Feel free to call in. And we had two calls. They kind of dropped. So I hope everything is going all right with our call-in number. We're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to talk about some very important lessons that I learned from my both grandmothers. And you guys got to hear these lessons. These are some awesome lessons that I learned from them, okay, to keep my sanity. So let's go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Phyllis Austin. You know, parenting is very difficult. I don't know too many parents who can raise a child to 18 years of age without getting stuck, not knowing what to do. So I would like you to visit householddna.com and view the Household DNA Parenting Pyramid. Learn about the 7 principles of parenting, 4 of which you should be actively doing every day. Next, visit phyllisaustin.com and click on the Power Bookstore for great parent resources. You can pick up my latest book, God Has Not Forgotten You, written for teenagers and college students. While there, get your copy of my ever-popular book, From Parent to Power, Don't Parent in Fear. Visit Austin, PhyllisAustin.com today for your book and parent resources. Thank you.
You know, it's just amazing, because I just heard that commercial break, and it just came to me. I used in that book, I mentioned a lot of things that my mother taught me, is from parent to power. And I heard that part, don't parent in fear. You can't, if you can't be afraid. But, and we want to make sure that you get out of being afraid of parenting, you have a mighty powerful role. You have a spirit that has come into your life. We call them children. But those are really little spirits that have come. They have selected us. You know, I remember my mother would say, I'm going to blame this one on my sister because I don't think I said it. I think my sister said, I didn't ask to come into this world. And my sister is going to get me for saying this. And my mother turned around and told her, yes, you did. You could have stopped. And I thought about that because, you know, you have these sperms, you know, they want this, hit this egg and make this connection. But that sperm could have slowed up. They didn't have to be the first one. You know, it's the great thing about the way children come into this world, the natural way, is that you come in first place. You come in as a winner or tie for first place. But you didn't have to select me. You know, you could have stopped and said, okay, you go ahead, Debbie or Malcolm. You go ahead, you fertilized egg. I don't think I'm ready quite yet. There was a show about that, too. I can't think of it. A show, it was a really great show made in the 70s about a child who refused to go to be born. It just came to me, but I'm going to think about it hopefully. Wow, my grandmother, awesome. Both of them awesome. My grandmothers, both of them awesome. My grandmother on my mother's side, I didn't really get to know her because she passed away when I was very young. But I remember the stories. And the most amazing story told to me was actually what she did. And my grandmother had six children, three girls and three boys. And when she bought the building in Chicago, the flat, first floor, second floor, basement, but all of them were apartments. And she really bought that building to make sure that her daughters would have a place, a roof over their head, so they would never get caught up in domestic violence. Okay? And that is amazing. Because that taught me about that next generation, that getting away from me. And that's why it's so important for me to have not just a house, but a home. A lot of times, as you also said, you can know a person for 50 years and never know them. Okay, you'd be married to a person and never know them. But that was a very wise statement. That's what mother said. But my grandmother, what she did was teach me about the next generation. And the next generation truly pays dividends, especially when they have your grandchildren, like my grandbaby. My grandchildren, it truly pays dividends. But as women, especially as women, as you go through your relationships, you may find yourself in a very a valid relationship. And it is nice to know that a safety net has already been prepared for you. That's a beautiful thing. So it was, for whatever reason, all three of my mother's children lived in that home, for whatever reason, that flat, for whatever reason, that safety net was there. To know whatever circumstance, you don't have to stay in certain circumstances and where your kids are in jeopardy or there's not a safe environment or you, that safety net is there. And that's one thing that I, as a mother, always wanted my children to know as they are grown and they start to go away, but they all want to know that safety net is there. This is a home. And I remember telling my daughter this, passing this wisdom on to her, because that next generation was handed down. But both my children, I always tell them, I told them, I said, look, don't judge people. You never know what circumstance you will find yourself in. So don't judge, okay, I can't believe they did this, or why, or that's kind of stupid. Because based on the right set of circumstances and the right environment, you may not know what is going to come your way. But I remember telling my daughter, I said, you have to have your survival needs met. Okay? You have to be able to meet your survival needs on your own. Okay? And I said, a man, wise young women out there, I said, a man go up and a woman, go up and lay up on a woman, take care of them. I said, but that's not going to happen for most females. So you have to be able to have your needs met. And there's a value that we as grandparents and mothers, we have to teach the young ladies. And we do that through our words, through our actions. So the most important lesson I learned from my grandmother on my mother's side was about taking care of the next generation of family members or people, putting yourself out there. My father's mother, I knew her the most. And I remember going over my father, my grandmother's house, and she would bake, oh my God, the most amazing chocolate chip cookies. My mother remember her dressing. You can tell when grandparents get old when they go from chocolate chip to store-bought cookies. You know, you go running, you run in the house, and there's this chocolate chip. There's this, you used to get hot chocolate chip cookies because they know you're coming over Sunday after church. Generally, that was the day we would go visit grandma. And we would go run over to my brother and I, because he was 18 months older than me, the next sibling, I'm the youngest sibling. And I think sometimes the other siblings were there, but we were the two youngest. So we run over there, we go straight for the cookie jar. And you put your hand in there, and oh my God, the most amazing chocolate chip homemade cookies. Woo, like memories, coming back with memories. But if you don't know when your grandmother's getting old, reach in the cookie jar and pull out a store-bought chocolate chip cookie, you're like, oh, something's wrong here. But those were fun memories. I think my mother, her memory was when my grandmother went from homemade dressing to stovetop. My mother said, oh, something's wrong here. But I remember my first child, when I graduated from Howard, I want to share this with audience members, okay, when I graduated from Howard, you know, it's supposed to be a proud moment, everybody's happy, my graduation was funny, boy, that's another story that I dare not disclose, but to make a long story short, I came out when I came home, very shortly after college, I was with the child, I was pregnant. Oh my God, you thought the world was falling apart. and my brother George, I'm going to call him out by name, who went to FISP, he, in order to get, I mean, even we older, you play these games for vying for the attention from your mother and father. Okay, he's just going to tell everybody, you know, to get the pressure off of him and his antics. Phil's pregnant. So my daddy said, well, at least you got a college degree. That didn't sit right with him. But my mother and father, they weren't really happy about the situation. It took my dear grandmom to come in and save the grandmother. And she said, well, you know, you can educate the head, but you can't do a doggone thing. And she didn't say doggone. She said the D word. But you can't do the doggone thing with the tail. The tail has a mind of its own. And at that moment, laughter filled the room. and everybody was pretty okay with me having this child. So, yeah, they it wasn't that, as my mother said, it's not that the child is a mistake or anything. No, the child is not a mistake. It's just the circumstances. You know, do you realize what's going on? But I remember she told me, come home. She said, you need to come home because you don't understand the thing about having no child. And so those were the things that I realized. And my father's mother taught me to find the humor in a serious situation, even if it could be worse. Find the humor, because the humor tends to take you through, make you laugh at it, and really look at it for what it is, okay? Mostly nothing. mostly enough, we get in a panic about a lot of things. And a lot of times when we get in panic, in that panic mode, we hit that panic button as a mother, okay? Sometimes we need to find the humor and realize, wait a minute, in the bigger scheme of life, where is this really going to fall? What position is it going to have in our life or the impact? And most of the time, it's going to have a real nothingness position, or it's going to fill you with great joy, like my children have brought me. So I thank my children for allowing me to be their mother, because they did not slow up in the womb. They were the first, they wanted the first last egg, and they came into physical manifestation, and I love them dearly. And I think that I selected well in choosing the family that I chose to be involved with. And we learn, and you know, it's truly a learning experience. And no matter what you are going through as a mother, I want you to think about the Andre Crouch song "Through It All." And as the first two verses, he talks about all the stuff he's going through, but then he realized, thank you. Thank God for all of this, because it only comes, it brings me faith in God. And as I listen to Spirit, let the church say amen. I want to thank you. And sorry, maybe the phone lines messed up because we dropped two calls. Just thank you for allowing me to be here on your Mother's Day weekend. I truly enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you have had some laughter. I think I tell people, I say, if I laugh every day, I know it's a good day. And so I try to laugh every day, every day. Don't give your power away. Don't waste your time gossiping. There's more than one way to skin a cat. One monkey don't stop no show. Never show your whole car. They can take your body, but you have to give them your mind. They can't walk on water. Learn your history, best way to fight racism. Don't break your child's spirit. All of these lessons I've learned, and they have served me well, especially to when you can allow the child to grow up as a child. So I hope you were able to understand me, because I was just, as I tell these stories, I want to make sure I forget, oh my God, it becomes an emotional show to tell these stories. And sometimes I just want to make sure I'm using correct enunciation, that you can hear me, pronunciation, that I'm enunciating my words. So have a wonderful, happy Mother's Day. Just to let you know, that Give Back to Next Generation is fast and furious. The National Parent Education Center, we are starting our online national, it's called Our National Online Classroom, phenomenal. So please donate. Go to tnpec.org and donate. T as in Tango, N as in Nancy, P as in Paul, E as in Edward, C as in Charlie.org and donate. You can also go to GoFundMe/educateparents. We're going to educate over 750,000 parents per year. It is going to be awesome. Can't wait. So I am just excited. And next week's show, we will talk more. Actually, I'm going to kind of broadcast early during the week, and that might be a replay, because next week I will be attending a graduation, my son's graduation from law school. And really, he actually is the, his situation is what really led me to being or establishing a National Parent Education Center, because I've spoke of his story before. When we moved to Georgia, no, Lord, he went from a C student in Chicago to an A student in Georgia, and really it's about educating. And I said, you know what, as I have learned, because I've been in education and able to direct the path of my child's education, I'm going to teach others. And so since 2001, we have been caring about your child's education, empowering you as a parent, so all your children will benefit. Not just pluck them out one by one, but all your children and family benefit. And so these are the fruits of our labors in this task. So I honor everybody who's going to a graduation. And, you know, most HBCUs graduation are held on the Mother's Day weekend. Kudos. So congratulations. And happy Mother's Day. And I will be attending one next week. Oh, boy. Next week. Okay. I tell you, as I get emotional, you start to slur your words because you start to think about all these great memories. So happy Mother's Day to you. Have a very wonderful, great, fantastic Mother's Day. And as we end this show always, until next time, you are a winner by Earth, Wind, and Fire.